This week on Clown College.
Before we go, we just talked about year.
Oh shit!
Now, if you don't remember, JJ said out of the year he's gonna do a skydiver.
I'll do it, man.
And then I said no, but I said if they accept my weight, I'll go on there and I'll skydive. And Brandon has committed.
Brandon's thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. Morpheus, tell us what you think.
When did he get those?
Thinking about
when did
it.
That happen?
Thinking about it.
But you're probably gonna do it. It's for the year episode, man.
I might.
We gotta give him something.
I'll give you that, or well, I just yeah, get my ass whooped by a pro wrestler. Too. I like that.
We could do that too. I mean, it's gonna be a whole
extravaganza.
It's gonna be a whole extravaganza for the year episode. We stayed on fucking every week for a fucking year.
Every week.
No days off.
Insane. Not missed a week, dude.
We're
gonna jump out of a fucking plane, Brandon.
Call of Duty style, huh?
Huh?
Like Call of Duty?
Yeah.
Like Fortnite.
You know they get shot down on that thing. I don't know.
Yeah, but we're not in the war zone.
Yeah, but this isn't there.
You can't respond, man. Life is over once life is over.
We'll buy you.
Welcome to Clown College. We have profound knowledge in many ways to elevate and make you sound polished. So if you want to hear a little honest few takes on our ways to make it as a comic, then stick around for a while if you're down to clown. We got the guests right now just to show you how.
Let's all go to Clown College, baby. It's with Brandon, Wellison, and JJ. Let's all go to
You can't trust everybody.
Hood, what is he, in the KKK?
Hey!
The Klan?
Yeah.
Damn, pre-recording.
What'd you say?
He's trashed
off the first
sip of wine.
Yeah, he was.
What?
Yeah, he at the end, after we stopped filming, he came up to me. He was like, hey, man, I didn't really drink this. Can I, like, pour this out? I'm like, dude, you bought it.
Yeah,
you can do whatever you want. You could fucking throw it in my face right now if you wanted to.
Just like that song.
Yeah. What song?
You know the one they were like, you can have whatever you like.
Oh, yeah.
You can have whatever you like.
My tie.
But just change it. Huh?
Dude, Brandon, have you ever done a virginity test? That's what he did to his daughter.
Have you got your hymen broken?
What does that mean?
Mm-hmm.
I told you.
Heineken broken.
He doesn't know.
Yeah, like if you explain it, I could probably answer that one.
It's whenever you be. This is how you know you're not a virgin anymore. Once your hymen is broken, then you bleed.
What is out of hymen, though?
Hymen. So it's something that men and women both have. It's like a little protective layer. So the first time that you achieve orgasm through penetration, it breaks and there's some blood.
But I've never been penetrated.
So. You've never penetrated anybody?
Oh.
Yeah. So it's just a little bit of blood comes out of your pee
hole.
Some
spotting.
Man, I've never. I don't think so. I don't.
So you're a virgin. Yeah, that means you're still.
No,
a virgin.
Wait. That sounds painful, though. What should I search it up?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
What's it called?
Hymen.
Hymen.
This is gonna be good to have on your Google search, Don.
Oh God, I didn't even think about that. No, don't press images either.
Now this. No, but that guy, he shows up.
Hymen. Okay, the hymen is a thin piece of tissue located at the opening of the vagina.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I knew you're well versed in your histology, so you should know all about these tissues.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So has yours ever broken?
Mine's, but it says like vaginas
or man's.
But that's only showing the female version. Mm-hmm. Of that. You have the high woman, actually. Oh,
okay, I guess I mean.
So have you ever had blood come out of your pee hole? Is what the question.
No,
is. No.
No.
Mm. So
no.
You still technically a virgin?
No, I can't. Can't be
gay.
No.
First of all, gay.
This guy.
Nah. It's all and it good, doesn't man. Count. It doesn't count if you bleed out
so
of your ass.
Y'all bleed out your dick holes?
Yes.
Oh, one the first God. Time.
Once a month.
Did it hurt?
No, it's just you just know it's there.
Dude, I would have been scared to death. Like, I feel I would have been like, it's just an STD.
And you probably still wore white like Tidy Whities.
Tidy Whities? No. Just
when'd you stop wearing Tidy Whities?
Take your pants off.
Hey!
Whoa, no, dude. We just want to see the underwear.
I don't think that was a joke, bro.
We just want to see the underwear. If it's SummerSlam underwear.
No.
Mitchell and Ness.
Too pricey.
What's the grade that you stopped wearing?
Tidy Whities?
Yeah.
Maybe second grade, first grade.
Really?
Was that early or late?
That's early. I mean, I was wearing Tidy Whities definitely.
I mean, sometimes I guess I would. Yeah, if you had to, like, for wrestling, maybe, right? Compression.
I mean, so you wore boxers or boxer briefs?
I wore just boxers.
It was at fucking second grade.
I don't know, man. I think I free balled until I was like nine.
No, I couldn't.
Well, that's your, you know.
Yeah. I mean, maybe. I don't know. Yeah, it's been a while.
Even when I played baseball, I didn't wear like a cup or anything. I'd rather just live life free.
I mean, I respect that.
Mm-hmm.
I really do.
I don't know. I don't remember what underwear I wore.
I wore Tidy Whities for a while because there's pictures.
I mean,
I probably
and
did.
It's not. And I tried to rip one of them up, but my mom still has another one where they're chasing me around the house trying to take a picture of me and my Tidy Whities. I was fat.
Well,
I
that's
was like
illegal.
Brandon fat.
Damn.
Huh?
That's illegal, man.
Damn.
Can't take a picture of
them. It was the 90s. You could do things like that.
Yeah, isn't it weird that you can like do child pornography?
Exactly.
But if it's your kid?
Well, no, you can't.
You can take a picture of it. Like,
I mean,
people have pictures
that's
of like.
Yeah. That's not okay.
Yeah, that's
like,
a
I'm sure my grandma.
Of your kids
my grandma has a picture of me naked in the bath as a child.
Yeah, that's not child pornography.
It is.
That's no, it's not.
It is. If it falls into somebody else's hands, it is.
That's. There. Well.
Brandon, let's talk about something else, dude. Stop talking about this shit.
I mean,
shit.
I have that. Yeah, I know what you mean.
No.
What do you have?
Well, yeah,
no, it's just like you said, it's not bad. Mm-hmm. You just said you had a picture of you in the bathtub, right?
No, I don't have it.
Oh.
But he had that, yeah.
Somebody
well,
right.
Saying,
keep on going, Brandon.
I had a newspaper with like a car catalog. I'm just like, no, and they took a picture.
Oh, you on a toilet?
Yeah, and I'm like, nah, I put the newspaper there.
Yeah, it's funny
yeah,
picture.
It's funny.
Funny. It's a funny picture. Yeah, it's a funny picture you can have, and you can always look back on. That's not pornography.
I don't support that kind of stuff.
I put that on my
stuff.
Wedding, like.
If you look at a kid.
I am staunchly against child pornography.
I
don't support that stuff.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like it.
No.
It doesn't sound like it.
No.
I'm against that kind of stuff.
Brandon, don't let him talk to you like that.
No, man, no. Fuck child pornography.
Yeah.
Dude, you're the man.
Clip that.
Bad
shit. It used to be clip.
No.
What the fuck we doing?
Stop. Yeah, I don't like that kind of stuff, man.
Me neither.
That kind of stuff makes me absolutely sick.
Your grandparents have like a picture of you like that when you were fat and young. You were fat, too.
Yeah. I was fat, dude.
Was
we
fat.
Can we can throw a video up here. I was actually bullied about how fat I was in my sophomore year of high school. And that's actually what inspired me to change.
Same.
So I think I'm pro-bullying. Mm-hmm. If you're fat, you shouldn't be. And
I don't like the way he just stares at me like that.
Well, you know.
Brandon, why are you laughing?
Isn't that the funniest shit? He was like,
no, if you're over the age of 35.
Oh.
You know, so yeah. I basically just called you fat and old.
Yeah, he was like, he's over 35?
No, I would never say that. If you can run for president, you can be fat, dude, for sure.
Thank you.
I guarantee you.
Look at all our fat presidents.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Great
William.
Ones.
William H. Taft.
Howard Taft. He got stuck in that tub.
I think he's ranked as like the top five president of all time.
Yeah, he got stuck in the bathtub.
Respect to that.
And that's really if they're that's a physical embodiment
a
of
man.
The United States, dude.
Big heart.
America.
Fuck yeah.
America.
Come and get it in here.
I got you.
Hell yeah. Woo. So Brandon, some other crazy shit happened. You saw a ghost.
Oh yes, I did see ghosts. Man.
We haven't heard this story, and
yeah, man,
I'm excited.
Wild. It's weird as shit. Because, mm-hmm. you know, this dude dies by getting robbed. What we thought. What? What happened?
Brandon, is your microphone on?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dude, yeah, it's on.
My bad.
No, that's cool. But anyways, what happens is this dude gets robbed by this dude who looked like Carlito from WWE. And he tries to fight back, gets killed. And now he's a ghost. And he keeps on seeing his girl and shit every day. And he can't talk to her. He can't do nothing. But now she's in danger. It was a setup, man. No, he didn't just get robbed. They wanted him dead. And then this bitch that comes into the one scene, that dude that keeps on trying to take his girl, but low-key is also a robber, too. He's the reason that the dude's dead. He's over here like, hey, man, it's all right, girl. We're going to be okay. Let's go eat dinner and shit. And then trying to make out with his girl and shit. I'm sorry. That just made me so mad when he did that.
Okay. Hey, Brandon. What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm talking about Ghost.
I thought you saw a ghost.
No, the show Ghost, the movie.
The show
Brandon,
or the
we
movie?
We thought you were talking about you seen a ghost.
No, I was talking about the movie Ghost.
So you saw a ghost.
Oh, my God.
The movie Ghost with Whoopi Goldberg.
So Whoopi Goldberg is actually in the movie.
Yes, she's a...
I thought this whole time he saw a ghost that was Whoopi Goldberg.
No, I'm talking about the movie.
I am lightheaded. And people, that for the last 3 hours... We thought this was going to be a... We thought you saw a ghost.
No, I saw the movie Ghost. It's good shit. It's good shit.
Is it a remake of the original?
No, I saw the Patrick Swayze one.
That's the original. Now, that is the original.
Yes.
And is Whoopi Goldberg in that movie?
Yes, she's the medium.
She's the person that speaks for it.
Is that
one
that was brought up earlier?
Yeah, she made out with the... Who was that girl?
Moore?
Demi Moore, yeah, whatever.
Demi Moore?
Are we dumb? I think we might be the dumb ones.
I think we might be the dumb ones, too.
Yeah, we're sorry, Brandon.
Because you guys were talking about Whoopi Goldberg and she was the medium.
I don't know why.
Yeah, she was Patrick Swayze. Like, she got possessed by
She him. Wasn't.
How did you say you seen a ghost? Can you say it like you said it out there right there?
I thought you guys were sitting at the table.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, what's up, y'all?
Yeah. Well, this is a table.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. We're going to play it out perfectly, then.
And
it's here.
Be you.
Yeah, you, right, you be you.
I'll be us.
You.
Are you ready? All right, man. So I just saw this. I saw a ghost. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what ghost
is? I said, save it for the podcast.
Oh, save it for
What'd you say after that?
Okay. It's crazy shit, man. Whoopi Goldberg was in it. Like, it was nice.
So I thought that was a bit.
Oh.
We're the dumb ones.
We're the dumb ones.
Wait, so what were y'all talking about when Whoopi Goldberg was making out with somebody?
We thought you were got molested by a real life ghost.
You thought I got molested by a ghost? Yes.
By Incubus.
By Incubus.
That's why we got on that.
And that was a whole nother.
We were talking about ghost rape. Yeah.
And Incubus, that's a ghost that rapes you.
Wow.
I don't know.
How many people
it
like
might be
that?
Considerable because look this up. Kesha actually had intercourse with a ghost.
Oh, yeah.
She's been very public about this.
Yeah. Wake up in the morning like P. Diddy with a
ghost. Yeah, and then, you know, and she's just crazy because ghosts are not real.
I like
but
how you said intercourse.
Okay.
Immigrants.
That was so crazy.
Intercourse.
Sleep with a ghost. You never know.
Wow, she's looking.
Oh, yeah. I thought she looked better.
Shit,
is this who? This
see,
how she
this,
always looks?
Brandon, scroll back up to that picture.
That's what
please.
I remember.
This is why AI should replace humans. Because AI can make a way better image than this.
Sure, a human made that.
Yeah. This is them.us.
That's hilarious.
That's the person that
what is that?
A ghost.
That's
you
my
know?
I heard that, Brandon.
Yeah. Thank you.
That was a good one.
Holy shit.
See, that's what I remember looking like. Yeah. That other one was
Let's see. It says,
rough.
Let's face it. No one knows how to mix the spooky and sexy quite little gay. Oh, wait, hold on. Sexy quite. Sexy. Sexy quite like gay people.
Whoa, dude.
Whoa, wait.
It does say gay people.
It does say. I just like how he stopped. He got
flustered.
All right, we're 30 seconds in.
When it came up.
Still on the first sentence. 30 seconds in.
You have the Elevra, right. Mistress of Dark, the Rocky Horror Picture Show, and then, of course, there's the claim that Grammy-nominated queer pop star Kesha went bump in the night with a ghost.
Uh-huh.
Stories of the praying singer having a sexual encounter, a sexy encounter with a spirit have been spreading online since the early 2010s. But a recent interview gave the whole thing a delicious sapphic twist.
No, that's right.
Is it sapphic?
Yeah, you laugh because you're dumb. Yeah.
Are you serious?
It is sapphic. That means the ghost was a woman.
Yeah, lesbian ghost.
I thought it was satanic.
No, it's sapphic. That's nowhere near satanic. But sapphic means lesbian, dude. Woman on woman action.
Hell yeah.
For real?
Yeah. Yes.
And Taylor Joy.
That's gay catnip right
and,
there.
Sapphic icon. You should be on Tumblr, dude.
Shark eyes.
Wow. That's crazy. Horror lore and celebrity gossips all rolled off into one.
That's gay catnip.
Yep, gay catnip.
Whatever right that there. Means. Wow. Gay weed, it must be Delta 8.
I think gay catnip was just asshole.
Catches gay ghost sex extravaganza.
Dude, let's get off all
that. Yeah. Let's just back up out of this.
That's so, cool that don't exist. Gay people and ghosts.
Whoa.
Alex Z, everybody.
Alex Z.
You want to know that you're not born a ghost.
Oh, shit.
I'm sorry, Kim.
Oh, no.
Brandon, how do you feel about homosexuals?
I feel like it's great, man.
That's not true. You don't believe that.
What are you talking about? What?
You don't.
No. I'm like, yeah, man. Dude,
give us
there
three
you go.
Reasons why, I don't know.
I love it.
They deserve rights. No,
whoa. I think it's great. It is good.
That's good.
Like, what? How do you feel, Dom?
It's good. What'd you say?
Leakage?
Homosexual.
Dude.
That's great.
What are you talking about?
Oh, they were. They
my had, bad. I had spilt something. I didn't even know what y'all was talking
about. The
gays. Oh, okay.
I said, I think it's amazing.
That's good.
I think it's good. I
that's good.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And furries.
Yes. I agree with that, too. Ooh. Like, some people be, like, disagreeing with them. I'm like, dude.
I disagree.
They in a costume. That's okay.
Gee, that's not a
you think? Do you think they're about the same? The gays and furries? Furies. Brandon, okay, I made a misstep. Right.
Well, I mean, yeah.
No, they're not. Because gay people are just gay people.
You're
if you're
right.
a fury, that's a kink that
you're
you
right.
like.
You're exactly right.
Yeah.
I agree.
But they try don't try to put them in the same category
yeah,
is what I'm saying.
The key word there is people.
Everybody, yeah.
Gay
yeah.
people.
Yeah.
Furries are more animalistic.
They are. Yeah.
What if my kink is dick in the butt?
There
but
you
I'm
go.
Not, but I'm not gay.
Well,
hey, enough wrong with that.
You know.
That's
power
gay. That is gay.
Like, how the executive decision.
Oh, yeah, man. You know, Zootopia got really big when that happened.
The furry stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
I love Zootopia, man.
Robin Hood. Old
so,
Robin Hood.
Sorry, do you think furries are hot? Even a little bit. A little bit.
No, I see something right here,
no,
Brandon.
I might have nothing wrong with it. I wouldn't dress up.
But... Oh,
but
well,
you
don't
would,
say you would never
would,
dress up.
Would you enjoy somebody that was dressed up?
Yeah. They have a little opening back there?
Yeah.
We got to get some identification. That's all right.
What does that mean?
Why you need identification?
I mean, it wouldn't be like, I mean, at least we know. Like, I don't know. Not a surprise. Really.
As long as it's not a dude. As long as it's not gay, then it's all right. Yeah, there is a difference. Furries pretend to be animals. I'm sorry.
No, that's where you're an ally.
Yeah.
Brandon, I think you would bang a furry.
That's a yes.
Yes, a yes.
That's
100% at the end.
That is yes, but I don't want to admit it. I need to buy more time.
Yeah.
What'd you say?
Yeah. Hit it on the head.
Yeah. Identification. Yeah.
But yeah, with identification.
Oh yeah, then there we go.
But they have the thing, the suit on the whole time. So it's like you're banging whatever the fuck they think they are.
All
right. Or they're acting like at that
Do you
point.
Have an animal that you prefer?
Yeah, ooh, that's
you
good.
Have an animal that I prefer?
Cat.
If you're going to bang something.
Like which animal?
Rabbit.
What kind of animal?
Animal suit.
Oh, which yeah. animal? No, not animal. I'm talking.
Yeah.
Animal suit.
Yeah.
Animal suit.
The furry suit.
What would you prefer it to be?
Yeah.
Maybe a bunny rabbit.
Mm,
you know, they
okay.
would know.
Soft.
Yeah, hops.
Big asses.
And they hop.
Yeah.
That's the gateway. That's the gateway it's drug of furries.
A fox.
Rabbit.
Bunny
a fox.
Rabbit.
Lola mm. rabbit. Look up Lola rabbit.
Space
ooh,
Jam.
Lola the rabbit. I
know
Lola the rabbit.
Any biped animal, I feel like.
So Lola the rabbit. Hell
Lola
yeah.
Bunny.
So that's but you. So you would a furry dressed like Lola the rabbit. You're in.
Yeah, let's go for it.
Okay.
Oh, no. What if it's a man?
No. What? No.
It doesn't matter because it's going to be Lola the Rabbit on the outside.
that's why I said, I mean.
Because the whole thing is pretend. So you can pretend you're a woman and pretend you're a rabbit.
Yeah.
As long as they're hot, right, Brandon?
Yep.
I mean, yeah, if that's what you want to do, hell yeah. Yeah. If that's what you want to do.
Yeah, unprompted. And that's what he wants to do.
Unprompted, look this up.
Yeah, what is this? What is this, Brennan?
Yeah.
This is Zootopia, right?
It's you'd fuck.
Oh,
you'd
this
fuck
is
this
what
lady?
You were talking about. Yeah, that this got the fury population up.
Would you have sexual intercourse with this woman?
No.
Yeah, this rabbit woman.
No.
That's a woman.
No. No. Go to the picture all the way on the right.
Are they human sized?
Yeah.
Or is it a rabbit size?
Well, it's gonna be a human inside of the fucking costume, right?
I wouldn't do it.
Then no.
Yeah, Judy Hopps. Obviously a woman.
Couldn't do Judy Hopps. Yeah, I'm engaged. Yeah, I wouldn't do that. No.
Well, I mean, it's not the actual.
What? So just fuck the costume with nobody in it?
Mm-hmm. You have a fiance, Raina.
Oh, tell her to put on a costume.
Anything. Yeah, that's an option.
That'd be weird.
I don't know how much things gonna be in that.
Yeah, that would be weird.
Wouldn't that be weird?
That would
be
weird.
You know what looks good? A rabbit.
A rabbit.
Can we get you a carrot? No.
But it's gonna be like an Easter Bunny costume, and odds are there's probably already semen in one of those.
Yeah, exactly. I was offered a Ted suit one time, you know.
A what?
A Ted suit, like a teddy bear suit.
Uh huh.
Wow, shit. Somebody, I'm not going to say who, that I knew very well,
yeah,
was talking about, hey, man, you want this, teddy bear suit? And I'm like, hell yeah. But then when he told me, like, man, I used to go to parties and get blowjobs, and I'm like, I'm good.
This was one of the first things we ever talked about with Brandon.
Fucking.
And that's a
and what they
suit.
Do in the suit to remind people.
Bear,
do you still have it?
No, I didn't take it.
But what?
I doubt it.
You said he threw up in the suit, right?
Yeah, that too.
From?
Blowjob.
Yeah.
Probably. And probably being drunk.
Blowjob induced vomiting.
So the person was in the suit.
He was giving them.
Giving the blowjob. And he threw up in the suit. As a teddy bear.
That unfortunately makes
sense.
And
why didn't you keep the suit?
I didn't take the suit. Because I'm like, dude. Nah, I'm good.
Why were you offered the suit?
He didn't want it anymore. They like, you want the suit? And I'm like, nah, I'm good. All right,
we have to say Brandon.
The perfect answer. All right,
I'm going to go pee on somebody. You go do that.
You know, that's not normal.
That's not a normal conversation to have with anyone.
It's not even like in the realm of normal.
It's not
like,
normal.
Imagine you had that conversation with one of the comedians.
That's what I'm saying. Wouldn't you be like, what the hell just happened? That's weird.
It's so far
I would not
removed
talk to them anymore.
From reality.
Yeah.
That I am uncomfortable. I'm sorry, man.
Yeah, I feel like I'm...
Oh, my God, dude. First of all, we got to pause this whole podcast. We did not do the land acknowledgement at the beginning. Guys, we are on stolen indigenous land, and we're sorry, man. We really didn't mean to do it, and even though Dom looks like it, he wasn't here originally. You know, it was from a different... Whatever that was. It was from a different continent.
That's what they do. I'm friends with Native Americans.
Me too.
The Petone shout out.
I am an honorary member of the Kiowa tribe. I was inducted with an eagle feather. Thank you, Brandon. And a buffalo hide blanket. And I'm in it now. So as an indigenous person myself, you know, I got like a feather type thing.
That's the most whitest tattoo of all time.
Dude, first of all, it's a wing. I would never thank you for your land.
We do this every episode now, right?
Yes. From every episode. It doesn't have to be at the beginning.
Yeah.
But some point in the episode. Now, I did it this week.
Uh-huh.
You guys have to do it next week.
No problem.
One of you guys has to do it.
I'll think something, dude. So.
Well, it's not think of something, dude.
I'll just acknowledge.
Recognizing reality.
That's right. That's right. I'll recognize them. I got a friend that's a Native American, knows his whole family. They're kind of like Mexicans. They are. And they'll tell you this. I'm not sugarcoating the shit. I know the motherfuckers. People who get mad about it don't even know fucking Native Americans. They like to drink a lot and we have fun. So we went to Vegas together. But I used to, whenever like it was dry outside, I would just go up to Batoni and be like, do your little dance. And he loved it. We were like best friends.
What did he do? Like the nay nay?
The whole, you know, and they do that.
No, can you demonstrate that?
They do like one leg up.
One leg up.
And then they, they do that for real. That's, yeah. It's called the rain dance.
Oh, okay.
For the Native American. That's why I told them to do his dance, because we were in a drought.
Yeah.
He never did it, but I'm pretty sure it would have worked if he'd have did.
Yeah.
Shout out Justin Patoni.
Hell yeah. You want me to give him a little applause?
Give him some.
All right.
Hey, we took his land. The least we could do.
Exactly, dude. First of all.
Let's give him a applause.
I don't. You know the guy that Martin Van Buren, the president under the Indian Removal Act of 1830, he was actually the first American-born president. He was the first president born in the United
States.
Who
was it?
Martin Van Buren. His parents were Dutch. So
we got a whole stadium named after him.
Really?
You talking about the bomb?
The Von Braun, the German guy?
Oh, that's a different guy?
Yeah, that's a NASA.
A little bit different.
He was NASA.
It's almost entirely different. In fact, it actually is not close at all.
Yeah. Van.
No.
Van
no.
Braun.
That's
look.
Von Braun.
Oh,
and
Von Braun.
Van Buren.
Okay, okay. Yeah,
about 200 years, or 150 years of separation.
Hey, this guy right here, he knew how to make shit happen. Probably one of the greatest immigrants that we ever had.
Yeah.
Clean reputation.
I wouldn't go that far. You know, he was attained through Project Paperclip.
Yeah,
where we got Nazis, yeah.
And he stayed downtown.
You know, his allegiance to the Nazi Party was undetermined.
Unwavering.
Let's just say there's no clear documentation on this guy.
It was unwavering, but you know, he came over here and did for us. Yeah.
Yeah. First of all, World War II opened the transfer portal.
Mm-hmm.
This was when NIL deals were allowed, and he came over here because we had big money.
Dude. Yeah.
We're prime time over here.
You don't kill a brain like that.
No.
Fucking crazy.
No, dude. You name a fucking arena after him.
Like 100%. Yeah. And more. I mean, there's a lot of shit named after him here. Everything is Von fucking Braun.
Yeah.
I really only know the one thing, to be honest with you.
And I was a security guard for that stadium, too. So,
Brandon,
does that mean you're part of the Reich?
Maybe. Yeah. Maybe.
Which Reich?
What is that? What's
the
Reich?
It's like the Boy Scouts.
Oh, the Boy Scouts?
Mm-hmm. At the third, you probably been did well in a third one.
I don't.
In the third Reich.
Yeah, three because you
were just practicing.
Yeah.
I did Boy Scouts, but I wasn't in the Reich. Wasn't in the
rank. No, you were.
Really?
Did you wear the uniform? Did you tie knots?
I wore the little security uniform. Mm-hmm. We didn't tie knots, though.
So you were in the right.
And you had your little armband thing?
Armband thing? What was that like?
But you had like an identification.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I got a little tag.
So you were in the right.
Yeah, you were in the third right.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Huh.
You know, the first Reich was the Roman Empire.
Wow.
That's where they got the salute from.
What was the second Reich? Okay.
Damn, that's a long ass time.
Yeah. Damn, that is a big gap.
Yeah, that was in like the 1700s.
When's the next Reich?
No, the third one?
Yeah.
1940s.
Well, that one's going to last 1,000 years.
Right. So we need another one now.
Yeah, they're going to have a fourth Reich next, and you might be a part of it.
Who knows?
Make sure you want to be on the right side. Who don't you want to be affiliated with?
The
Reich
side.
Hey.
Hey, look at that.
The Reich side of history.
Yeah.
What's the right side? What's that, Republican?
Yes, yes.
That's what that is?
Yes, yes. No, Brandon, yes.
No.
I'm glad you said that. No, see how that was your natural instinct to say that?
Because I was thinking, I know. Yeah,
coincidence, I think not.
I don't think so.
Nah.
You don't believe in, like, Republic?
No, Republic is a thing.
Yeah. It is a thing. Republic is a thing. And Plato talked about it.
That was in Star Wars, man, the Republic.
Yes.
So... Which side are you on in that situation?
Right. In Star Wars.
Yeah.
Are you a separatist?
Ooh.
Or are you a Republican?
Dark side or the good side?
Or a dark Democrat.
Ooh. Are you Galactic Empire or are you more like Republican?
Not Republican. I guess Galactic Empire.
Okay, those are the Nazis.
Yeah, those are the Nazis.
Those are space Nazis.
You don't
want
to be a Nazi.
No,
man.
I don't want to be a Nazi.
Okay,
no.
So you're
they're
Republican.
Bad. They did some good things, but mostly.
I'll back out of that.
Probably about even.
They destroyed Alderaan, dude.
Alderaan.
Alderaan.
Poland?
Yeah.
Fuck.
In 6 weeks, they blew up Alderaan.
The Czech Republic.
Can't fuck with that then, man. I guess, I just thought it was cool because, yeah, like...
I like how he sneaked that in. The Czech Republic, dude.
Thought we had lightsabers.
You know what happened.
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to work on not being Nazis or Democrats.
No, I'm neat. What? No, not Nazi. Democrats, mm-hmm. I don't know.
I don't know which one is worse.
I have to say, Democrats, maybe. I probably am. Yeah, I'm a Democrat.
You're a Democrat?
Yep.
See, I'm,
I mean, actually, no, I got to study this shit.
Bro. Yeah. I'm not either one, but if I was to lean, definitely I would probably lean left, yeah, but I can't go too, as extreme as they go.
The demon rats.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the right, it's just like, I'll tell you when I would turn Republican. Once I start making $750,000 above, I don't give a fuck what they're talking about. You can call me whatever you want to. I need those taxes cut.
Me too.
And why can't people just be honest about that? If you make over a certain amount of money, it's okay to be Republican. Be like, I need my taxes cut down.
If not, you're just not that bright.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But if you're on the other side of that, if you're poor and you're Republican,
it's literally you're a dumbass.
Yeah, you're just getting taken advantage of.
Yeah. I'm poor as shit, so.
Yeah. Democrat. Right now, I have no need to be a Republican at all.
Brandon, you're very rich in spirit.
I mean, rich in spirit, mm-hmm. but physically, I am poor as shit.
You talking about, like, your physical talents?
Physical talents? Yes, we're good. But, like, no, I'm talking about, like...
We're good.
But I'm
basketball
about, like,
extraordinaire.
Basketball. You ready for this?
Yes, I am ready for this. Ready for what? What, we finna do a shot or something? What, yeah? With the beer?
Did you bring the shot
not,
glasses in?
We would not do that on this podcast.
No.
You brought them all in?
No, just... He brought this to me. JJ brought this to me. That was
all right. I would never do anything
so,
like
that. So, we have a basketball game coming up. Once my back heals up... I pulled it. I don't even know what I did to pull it. But
you were
I pulled
taking
it.
A shit, according to Jake. You were taking a shit and you pulled it.
Also, well, we
and
need
he,
to.
And dude, I will call him and he will come up here and beat your ass.
I need every Jake Muncy's been on the show, friend of the podcast. He has got the game completely fucked up.
Damn.
To think, even with a bad back, right now, I'm telling you, I will not only slam him, but now I'm gonna viciously slam him. Like, at first, I was just going to lay him down and just have control of him. But now I'm going to slam him like fucking Tuga Tagovailoa while he's on the mat. I'm going to just slam his head against the fucking mat, let it pop up, and then choke him out and talk to him until he loses consciousness.
I
and it's
going
to take me less than 16 fucking seconds.
You see, I disagree with that statement. When I see Jake Muncy, what I think in my head is pure athlete.
He's athletic,
a specimen of a human
God,
being.
Brandon, no, he's not.
Like a just a dude that could just have his way with you.
He was at 10th
place. Alex, do you have? Can we just insert the clip right here of him curly?
Look at this. Oh, I didn't.
Can we
I've
do
never
that?
Seen this?
And
this
I'll
is
do
my first
sound
time.
Effects too, like ba-dong.
Okay.
One.
Straight into the floor, dude.
I almost fell down getting off the thing.
This kind of looks.
I have
different.
One style.
Oh my god!
That could have been so much worse.
It could have been so much worse.
So we're back from seeing that clip and. This is the guy that
and
thinks.
This is Dom Curl.
Yes.
Straight curl.
I don't know. I've never like curled anything in my life.
Yeah.
But to be fair, he did have an inner ear infection.
Yeah, I agree. Like, he will surprise you, man.
Yeah, because
no.
he could. He
Brandon,
could not.
No, he won't.
Come on. Dude.
Brandon, I'm telling you, I'm so. I can't believe that you would say this as a wrestler.
He's saying because that because he got his ass beat by Jake.
No, I'm not saying that.
You
I'm
let but, you let Jake beat you?
Huh?
You let Jake beat you?
Man, we're just grappling around.
Did he beat you?
Yeah.
I am going. Now, just because grapple. Of that, I'm going to murder
oh,
him.
Oh, no, dude. We can all grapple. We can all grapple again. We can all
Brandon,
grapple.
Look.
I'm grappling, too. With
why
this?
You
don't
want to
do
dudes
this?
So badly?
Well, because I love grappling and wrestling and fucking striking.
Okay.
I love that stuff, man. I love it. Not the sexual way. I'm talking about, like, fighting, man.
I
think
am
you
going
meant
to
in the sexual way.
Sexually assault. Jake on the mat whenever we go. I just want you guys to know this. It will be bad. And he will feel
violated.
Violated, demoralized. He will probably want to commit suicide afterwards. And Brandon, you might have to stay at his house so he does it. Because it's going to be vicious. It's going to be ugly.
We're all going to
check my fucking track record. 36-4.
He has a track record of sexual assault. He sexual assaults everybody he's ever come into contact with.
Are you wrestling too, JJ?
Yeah, I'll touch some
hell
dudes.
Hell yeah, man.
Hell yeah.
I can't believe you, Brandon. So you think Jay can beat me? Do you think Jay can beat me?
I feel like anybody got
it. No, anybody can't. Because you wrestled before, and yes. You wrestled that motherfucker who fucked you up, and you're like, nothing I could have did.
Oh, yeah, that one dude, yeah.
It's been multiple. Yeah. I guarantee.
I've had those moments where
It's just a supreme human being that you just can't beat.
Yeah, there is. Yes, I have
seen I am that to Jake times 10.
See, my thing is
He can't curl a fucking 100 pounds with two hands.
Yeah, I have to see. Because I haven't seen any of y'all wrestle, so I have to see it. I've never seen it.
I am a collegiate wrestler. I am a state qualifier.
He's a collegiate wrestler.
I give everybody the benefit of the
doubt. I said that right, collegiate.
My thing is, you should never underestimate
any white fucking whore.
Collegiate wrestler.
I can't underestimate anything.
God,
I can't.
Hey,
first of all, you're
going to
try and wrestle a guy that can control the weather. That's going to be difficult. That's going to present some unknown challenges. Not a lot of Jews in Centralia, man.
No. Actually, I don't know if can't tell Jews apart from white people. You guys can.
I've never been more offended by his.
Unless they got the nose, then I can't tell. Or the Jufro.
I agree.
Other than that, you can't tell a white person from a Jew.
Do you have the sense of smell?
What do they smell like?
You can smell it?
I don't know what they smell like. Tell me this.
You ever worked as a cashier?
Yes.
Smells like
right
that.
Now.
Smells like that.
Oh, okay.
It smells Penny's? Like
copper. Man,
I didn't say all that.
I don't like cashier.
You don't like what?
Cashier smell. Smells like work.
Mm-hmm. You done with cashiering, huh?
Yeah, we get what you're saying.
No, I'm still there. I'm still there.
You gonna hang on? You still getting those donations?
Now, thankfully, we're done with that for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. But when it comes back.
I'll get them. Just deal with a bunch of angry old ladies.
Hey, 781. I want you to round up to 10. How much am I tipping?
You said 781?
Mm-hmm.
Rounding up to 10? Mm-hmm. 781? Okay. So, 781, 91, 10. You said 781?
Yeah.
Right there. I'm sorry.
Come on, Brandon. You're a veteran now.
I know it. It is 29 cents, isn't it?
Huh?
My bad. 10. What's the 19 cents?
Yeah.
Yes.
19 cents.
Yes.
So you got the 10.
Well,
you go around with that.
Yes.
Now you got the one last number. If you would have had the, what is it? You rounded up to 10 and 1 cent. Then you would have had an extra 10. But no, we got 9 here.
But
yes.
So
yes.
Yes.
So
what's the answer all around? How much are you?
From $7.81 to $10.
Yeah. 19 cents.
Yes. Yes. I don't know why you're laughing. Yes, that is the correct answer.
19 cents.
It is 19 cents.
Yeah.
19 cents.
Ready? It's 19 cents.
Because hold on. So you said, hold on, watch this.
Yeah.
Watch it.
Hold on. So let's see. So look. So you said 181, 10, 11, 70. 12, 13, 781. 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19.
Yeah.
Yes.
So the one, then you gotta add the extra cent. You know?
You gotta add the extra cent.
Okay.
We don't want to add the extra cent unless we say round it up to 10.
No,
you got to add the extra cent. You don't want to add the extra cent, Dom.
So,
first of all.
So, what's the – I'm right. I said, here, my total is $7.81. I gave you $10. I said, donate the rest of that. How much are you donating?
Wait, hold on. Restart that.
You said, all right.
Do you return $7.81
is my total.
Okay.
$7.81 is my total. I give you a $10 bill and say you donate the rest of that to your charitable cause.
Oh, shit. My bad. I thought you said round it up. But you said you gave me $10 out of $7.81.
Yeah.
All right. So we got a. Hold on.
He was right the first time.
You did that.
I thought you said round it up. Now I got $10.
Brett has been pocketing money.
Yes, I have. I've been working.
He's been working.
Okay,
so let's see. So one.
You already did the hard part.
Oh, yes, I did. So I guess $2.19.
Okay.
Right? Yeah, look at that.
Give yourself applause. A round of fucking applause.
I do this shit.
Motherfucker.
Just the customer service, please. My customer, be better than people, man. Oh,
they be screaming and shit?
Dude, they do. One lady was getting on my ass, yelling the whole time. She's like, man, I don't want to make a scene, but I'm supposed to have this boba. And then she's looking at it. She's like, oh, wait a minute. I do have it. My bad, sir. I'm so sorry.
Boba?
Boga. BOGO.
Oh.
Yeah,
okay.
That's buy one, get one, all that type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then one lady mistaked me for a teenager, man. She was like, you need to bag my shit, right? And I'm like, come on, man.
She said that?
Yeah, she's like, you need to bag it right. You suck. I'm like, damn.
But shut the fuck up.
Where did the teenage element come
Well, because in? When I left, the person was like, oh, that's this other guy, man. He's 14. I'm like, damn, man. She just mistaked me for 14? Oh, that's crazy.
But she, oh, so this was, you were, she were, you weren't even checking her out. She no, just I came
was,
up to you.
No, I was checking her out this time, oh. And she thought I was the same person.
To be fair, you could have told me when I met you that you were 14 or 74, and I would have believed you.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome. You're welcome. In the same way that Dom's race is ambiguous, your age is ambiguous. It escapes me.
Yeah.
But honestly, I feel like everybody should do at least 4 years of customer service.
Yeah.
Because they'll show you the light.
Mm-hmm.
Like I think in the United States, instead of mandatory military service.
Yes.
Mandatory customer service.
Yep. You're going to be a better person at that.
Yeah. If you work fast food for 2 years, a lot of people would shut the fuck up about some shit that doesn't matter.
But I've been to fast food restaurants when the person in line's like, I used to work here. I ain't trying to hear that.
Oh, I hate
you know?
It
could go both ways.
Yeah.
Because now you got more knowledge, and then, like, whenever I'm at McDonald's and I order.
But they were a shitty worker?
Yeah.
They don't really have more knowledge? Yeah.
And then I'm like, you know, whenever I worked at McDonald's my first job when I was 14, 15. And then whenever, like, I order something like a 5 for 5, it was like, yeah, this shouldn't take that long. Well, whatever they got. They do have a 5 for 5 now.
At McDonald's?
So, yeah. Right?
What do you get
fries,
five of?
You get fries, nuggets, a McDouble or McChicken, and a drink, and a barbecue sauce.
Really?
Or whatever kind of sauce you want.
For $5, you get all that?
Yeah.
Now, they count the sauce
I just added
as one of the five, which is very
weak.
Which is very weak.
Yeah. It's not called, it's like a $5 bunion.
Oh, they got it.
$5 meal deal, man.
Yeah.
Let's check this out.
Might be saving
money. Oh, my lunch break. That's where you go. Because anything else is like fucking $10, and I'm working to fucking have lunch.
The McChicken?
McDouble or
the McDouble?
McChicken's terrible, though. Let's just try it.
Yeah, you got to get the crispy one.
McDouble add mac sauce.
Ooh.
Crispy.
Crispy what?
The crispy McChicken.
Dude, you know what's good? Yeah, I put you guys on game. Wow, I'm not. They're not all going to like this. They're going to hate it. But if you go get a McDouble like this, say you want the bun steamed, like the fish filet bun, because it's the only thing they steam is the fish filet bun, and they have to put it in there, and it takes a little bit longer. Yeah, and so it takes a little bit longer, but the burger will taste like a white, like a big White Castle burger. Oh,
really? Yeah. The texture of the McDonald's steamed bun is just good.
Oh, okay.
Right, now.
What is
Crocs?
That?
Y'all seen this? This is a new action figure.
Jake loved this.
Did you collect?
That doesn't look like an action figure.
No, yeah, they got the little Crocs now. They're mini Crocs.
Mm.
I fuck with it. Actually,
so, JJ, you ran in Crocs.
I did run in Crocs.
Do you have
Crocs right now? I'll show y'all.
Put them up there.
Let's see them.
Hell yeah, show the camera. Show them your little thing.
Yeah, these ain't little, man. These like size 12 and a half.
Yeah, Alex.
No, he's talking about your emblems on there.
Emblems? What's
the
that?
The gibbets.
Oh, the little gibbets. Okay, look, we got Darth Vader. That's
gibbets.
Star Wars shit. You know?
Ever seen Star Wars?
Yeah. Oh,
How many times?
Dude, Jake put me on. Okay. He got me to see the one all the way up to 2002.
Now, you watched them all with him, just him alone in his apartment, right? Did he touch you?
No.
Okay.
If he did,
I'm going to fuck him up even harder. I don't trust you around Jake alone.
Did he try to force choke you?
No.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I saw it firsthand.
Yeah, the Jews are the Sith. For sure.
Are they that badass?
Yeah, they shoot.
I don't know, man.
They shoot lightning. It's the elements.
Where is it at?
Bartender.
I'm trying to find a certain one.
Oh, you're talking about Watto.
Watto.
Look up Watto. He actually is supposed to be a Jew. He has slaves.
I got
and
a deal on slaves.
Dude, because when I
Jesus
saw
Jesus
that-
Christ, Brandon.
Listen. When-
oh, my. This is Brandon. Worse than anything I've ever said on this podcast.
Never mind.
Brandon.
I take it back.
Dude.
What? No, say it. Keep on saying it.
Jake Muncie.
No, not Jake.
That's
not
what
Jake.
Brandon
not
said.
Jake. I didn't say Jake.
He did say
when
that.
When I saw it, I accidentally, like, listen, I love you to death, man.
Uh-huh.
I said Mark Viola. And then Jake was like, no. And I was like, okay. Because I didn't know. I literally just saw a character.
It's almost like that's what it conveyed to you.
It's almost like that's what George
I guess he looked like me a little bit, right?
It's almost like that was the entire intention behind this character.
Yeah, but I didn't know this character that much. I just
so this was Mark Viola.
So when you see this, image right here, Brandon, can you give me three adjectives about how you feel about this character? So like how three things that make you what do you get about this guy Watto from this image?
Watto, I guess he looked like that thing. Now you remember the mucus ad?
So an adjective.
Mucinex. Yeah, so Mucinex, grotesque.
Or like grotesque. Yes, Shrek.
I'll grotesque number one.
Squidward.
Okay.
Squidward.
Okay, and then what other two besides that? Grotesque.
Those are both nouns.
Those are all categorized
like
under
he
grotesque.
Fuck some shit up, maybe if he really wanted to.
Okay, so deceitful. Deceitful.
Oh, we're talking about words.
Okay. Yeah, yeah. Adjectives.
Well, those were also words.
Yeah.
I know, but like adjective words.
And then one more. So we've got grotesque, deceitful, and what else?
Devious.
Devious. Right.
Mark Viola.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay. We need to get him on.
We do. We really do need
Can you please click on that one with the white background where he's standing on the ground in the bottom right? The bottom right.
Right here? Clodhoppers. That's big feet, right? Clodhoppers. That's my mom used to tell me. She's like, you got them clodhoppers.
Clodhoppers?
What kind of?
Can you Google that? Clodhoppers? I don't know exactly what you're saying. Quad.
Clodhoppers.
Oh, this is an autism thing.
Big feet.
Trains.
Quad is what she was saying?
Clod.
Clod?
C-L-O-D.
Maybe that's it. C-L-O-D. C-L-O-D. Maybe that's it.
It's a candy.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know how that translates.
Your mom's just making shit up, dude. She makes
There we go. Clodhoppers. Oversized boots or shoes that make clunky noises on the floor when you are walking.
Cowboy.
Yeah, I couldn't pick up my feet back then, so that makes sense.
Why couldn't?
I don't know, man. It's just something that took me time to do because I couldn't walk and drag my feet.
People go at their own pace.
Yeah, exactly, man. Like with being body.
How old were you talking about here?
Oh man, dude, we went up to middle school with this shit.
Middle school, you couldn't pick up your feet.
13 years old.
Huh? Just be dragging my feet, even freshman year.
Yeah,
that's 14.
Yeah,
14
I still
years
do
old. 22.
Sometimes 21.
Oh, 21. Yeah. It happens.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it happens, man. Like, potty train, man.
Yeah. Man,
well, you still haven't mastered that one yet, but we're on the way.
But, oh, no, I'm gonna take up for you right now,
Thank
Brandon.
You, man. Take
because,
up.
Look, I would rather 10 out of 10 times piss in a stall like you do with your pants around your ankles and your booty out than fucking shit on the goddamn floor like this fucking Neanderthal.
That.
Tell him what you did.
Damn, man.
You see, there. I do have a discrepancy with what you said. I do have a slight grievance. I didn't shit on the floor on purpose.
No, I know.
It wasn't purposeful.
Shit on his
he doesn't
floor?
Purposely have his ass out.
Yes, he does.
That is on purpose. But it doesn't matter. You know this is something that can happen.
Okay, dude, as you should know, as of late, you don't always know what your stomach situation is going to be like.
Yeah,
sometimes there's a little bit more gas, some flatulence behind your turds. And when you gargoyle, it's a life of ups and downs.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes...
What happened?
Yeah, I shat on the floor, dude. Yeah. And it was because there was too much velocity behind the shit due to the gas built up behind the turd that I kind of like half...
You hear this, Brandon?
Half in, half out, fence straddled the rim of the toilet. Half of the shit went into the toilet. Another half splattered all over the ground. And the smell... It was like like when you drop like oil behind you to spin out somebody chasing you. It was like that. It was tarry. It was hazardous. Like the CDC would probably have some issues with this. They'd make you wear.
Brandon, you're normal is what he's trying to
Dude,
say.
Dude, that's the same with my penis, what I'm trying to say.
It's
when
the
I'm
same
peeing.
As his penis.
Because
it's
I'm
the
like,
same
Dude,
as his penis.
The way you shoot out like that, and you don't know what's going to happen or what you're going to get, that's the same happen when I take that piss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because whoever gets on the floor.
Have you ever farted out of your penis?
Have I ever farted out of my penis? What is that? Like a man queef?
Yes. Meef.
Where the fuck is Dante when you need
it? I don't think I had a meef. That would scare the shit out of me.
So what?
It would be scary. It'd be like an elephant.
Yeah, I couldn't do that. like a little elephant noise, you got to go see a doctor. That's a new STD, man.
Yeah, elephantitis.
Elephantitis. Elephant.
Dude. The elephant man.
It sounds good, but it's not.
No, it's not.
Yeah, what would be elephant. Good about
how well, you know, they made a movie about a guy with elephantitis and Jake starred in it. Look up look up the mask with
this was
Cher, yeah.
This was a Jollywood production.
Move. Why'd you put Jim? No, no, no. Oh, why'd you put
not
Jim?
That, not that one?
Okay. No. Movie.
Movie.
Cher, 1985.
Oh, there it is.
Why right is this there. The mask?
Oh, is that shit?
Is that not?
Oh, let's get a bigger
leading role.
Damn, man.
That's him doing that face.
That's Matthew. Yeah. That's Matthew Lumber right there.
And Brandon said he's better at ball than you, Lumber.
Hell yeah!
Eat no, your I didn't heart say out.
That. He was pretty easy. Lumber's good.
Well, you can be on your team.
Are you better than Lumber,
dude? He can shoot. He's a
so you said,
are you better?
Yeah.
No. I feel like I can.
But you're better than JJ.
I can block. That's what I'm saying. I can
but
block.
You said out of y'all three, it said it went Lumbra, then who's second?
Well, I mean, you know, he gets around. But, he's more athletic right now. I got to get
okay,
more.
Right
but,
now, right now.
Okay, but whenever you
but
guys
back
played.
Then,
you
things
said,
were completely different yeah, back then. Man,
you said time. It was Lumbra, then who was second?
I mean, at second, at the time.
It's a Brandon B on it.
Yeah.
It's
say,
okay.
I guess JJ at the time.
But you said you were better than JJ last
time. My asthma got in my way. That's the only thing. I got to fix that asthma.
But like, but you told us on camera that you were better
still,
than JJ.
I still did good. It was still really good.
Brandon, you can be honest. You were okay, better fine. Than both me when and was, Matthew Lumber that day.
The shots was there. My asthma didn't fuck me up, man.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just blocking. You should have blocks.
Brandon, I can't wait to
if
destroy
you. If
he
didn't
you.
Have asthma, he would have tomahawked
no,
dunked.
No, I just got to control it. If I don't control it, because I do that, yeah.
So you're saying, is it, okay, so at first you said Lumbra, you, then JJ. Now you're saying Lumbra.
Dude, I don't know. We got to do it again.
Brandon, you're not going to
I mean, say what you
me.
Know right
I
now.
I feel
say,
like, let's see. Are we talking about shots or defense?
No, basketball.
Overall.
You know what? Fuck it. I'll save me for next time.
Uh-huh. Hey, so, man. Wait, so it goes who?
Okay, so it'd be Matthew, and then we say Brandon and JJ.
Yeah, you know? And then JJ.
And I would agree with that ranking.
I'm going to work up to that,
the
too.
Only discrepancy I would have is I think you are slightly better than Lumbra, but it would be like, take your pick. You know, it's like, who's better, John Cena or The Rock?
Do you agree with that?
You know what?
Fuck it. Yes.
So you agree with that?
I'm going to.
So
I'm going to start practicing to be up to that.
But no,
you're already there.
He's saying you're already there.
You're already there.
Man, I've been slacking recently.
Just say Matthew.
Yeah.
Just say Matthew Lumber's a bitch, and that you're better than him at basketball and every other aspect of life.
I'm not going to say that.
But you are.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah.
There we go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So whenever we play this game. It's you, JJ Lumbra.
Oh, hell yeah.
Right?
Hell yeah.
Me, Blake Russell, and Charlie.
Yeah.
Right?
That was not the team.
Hold on, what was the team?
It was you, Lumbra, and Blake Russell.
Then you guys are fucked. Did you...
Did you not just hear that he's better than all your teammates?
Yeah. But I'm... And we... Have we... Did I already talk about giving him how much for the basketball?
$100.
$100. If he scores 1 point on me, I will guard you the whole time.
I'm going to score
and then after that, $5 every point.
I'm going to get a point.
Brandon will have $1,050.
I'm going to have $100, definitely.
Yeah.
$100.
How much would you have to score to get $100?
Just one, right? You said just get one?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to get it.
Dude, you think you can just trick this guy?
We're going to get... No, I'm going to get the score. You'll see.
No, you won't.
Oh, I got it.
Not if I'm guarding you, you won't get a score.
Man,
$100.
And
that was pretty regarded.
Regarded? What is that?
Tytussy? Whoa.
What?
No, you're smart. You're smart, but what is regarded?
Just joking.
Oh, it's just
sounds like it.
It's guarding again.
Oh, regarded. I'm regarded. Somebody regarded.
Yeah, you are regarded. I believe it.
You're very well regarded.
Yeah. All right, so I can't wait for this to happen. I feel like he's in the room with us right now. I can't believe that pussy.
Who?
Jake, he really thinks that he can beat me in any kind of fist.
I think he'll beat you. Will I've you, changed now, my stance.
Okay. I want this though because Brandon's already on Jake's side. And for what reason? I mean, it can't even. It doesn't even fester in my mind.
Have you ever been hit by a lightning bolt?
Dude, me, I give anybody a benefit.
I don't think your defense against but that. You're
giving him the benefit of the doubt, Brandon.
Yeah. I give everybody a benefit of
the
doubt.
Are you giving me the benefit of the doubt that I'm not going to destroy this man?
Have you taken the defense against the dark arts class?
I can't believe you, Brandon, but I'm going to. But because of you, I want him to know, because you know he's going to have a little temper tantrum and walk out of the gym. You do know that,
no,
right?
No, he's going to see red.
Yeah.
And he's going to beat your ass.
He won't be able to do anything about
it. He's going to slam you.
He's going to instantly know that, oh, if he wanted to do anything he wanted to me, he could right now.
You've heard of the German suplex? You ever heard of the Jewish suplex? Too?
No, they don't.
Yeah, they destroy your economy. Well.
It's going to be a fun night. We're all wrestling. You wrestling, Alex?
Sure.
Yeah, see? Like everybody else.
If I tell Jake it's like Mario, and if you die, coins will come out of you, he'll murder you. You get it, Brandon?
I get it.
Brandon gets it.
I'm disappointed in you, Brandon.
Well, I give it to everybody, man. Everybody got it.
You give it to everybody?
Because you never know. Like, dude, I'm wrestling. I'm
furry
like,
or no matter what it is. Mm-hmm. What if they wanted to be a dog?
Be the what? Like the top? Win? Is that what we're talking about?
Top dog.
Top dog. Yeah, top dog.
Well, then we'll all just compete and see who gets it. Never know.
Sexually.
Not sexually.
Would you say you're more would you say you're more of an alpha male or a sigma male?
I'll give me an alpha, man.
Yeah, alpha male.
You're classic alpha.
Yes.
I'd say I'm more sigma.
I'll give me alpha.
I definitely agree.
I'm more sigma.
Sigma.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like white women.
What about you, Dom?
Alpha, come on,
man.
Come
on,
dog. It's alpha all day. Sigma and incel, whatever fuck they. Bullshit.
Man.
And goddamn, what'd you say? What we do at the beginning to the Native Americans?
Land acknowledgement.
Land acknowledgement and ableist and goddamn it.
Hell yeah.
I fucking dude, this English is already hard enough
for some people.
Brandon, me too.
Yeah.
But,
I struggle.
Yeah. Find out when ableist was formed with the board. Has it always been there?
When ableist was formed or disformed.
That's a crazy Google. That's a crazy.
No, this is a good thing. I like how there's a picture of Crispus Attucks.
When it was abolished.
I don't. When were black people started?
ABL, ISM. Just search
ABL.
ISM.
1960s. Yeah, civil rights movement, man. Okay. They're your people.
Damn
right they are. We made shit happen.
Yes, we did.
You know what I'm saying? Martin Luther King, Malcolm X, Rosa Parks.
Fuck yeah.
That's only because
Hoover.
Back then they got all black.
Wait a minute, man.
Huh? What'd you say?
The only reason is just because they all thought all black people were regarded.
Yeah.
It's like in the DSM-4 that homosexuality was a mental disorder.
African-American.
There was also black.
That woman tell her, you know, she's like, hey, if you don't want to be black, rub some lotion on there.
Yeah.
It helped her husband.
That was wild.
It was a rough one. But it works.
Yeah. Ask Sammy Sosa, one of the leaders of the civil rights movement.
Look up Sammy Sosa now.
Probably looks like Donald Glover when he was playing Michael Jackson on his show.
He looks better than ever.
What?
Look at that. Look
he
at
looks
that.
Like George Zimmerman.
He got a perm for this.
Why'd he do this? What's going on?
Because he's too rich, and when you get too rich, you're like, I can't be. Go to the one with the cowboy, red cowboy hat.
Right here?
Oh, God. And the one with his wife on the left.
Look at this one. He's like pink, man.
Yeah. That's a disease.
Holy
all right.
Shit.
God damn.
Mind.
Why does he look
like
Al Jarreau a little bit? That's
who?
Al Jarreau. Nobody
like
knows about Al Jarreau.
I don't. I'm looking
like
at Charlie.
Like Breaking Away. You never heard that
look
song?
Up Al Jarreau.
Breaking Away downtown.
No, not
walking
that
walking fast. Faces passing. I'm homebound. Da 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 da. And I need you. And I miss you.
Now
No, he does.
Breaking the wing.
How the fuck do you know these people,
bro? Dude, he was a perfect singer, man. Like, with Trouble in Paradise.
Mm-hmm.
Got a Trouble in Paradise. Yeah, that was the shit.
Sing it for us?
I don't remember the lyrics, but man, I could hum it.
Do it. In the mic.
I want to live in Paris. I don't know, man. You got to hear it.
I want to live in Paris.
They do tend to live in Paris.
You get Brandon singing. No, Paradise, not Paris.
Who's they?
Well, we're going to sing.
Well, there's a Kanye Jay-Z song about this topic.
Yeah, what? Who?
What is the name of the song?
I can't quite remember, dude. It's something in Paris.
Oh, that's my
album. A naysayer in Paris?
No, it wasn't that.
I blast this in the car.
It was something a lot more accurate.
Accurate? Holy shit.
Well, yeah, because you know.
You hear this, Brandon? We got a racist on our goddamn podcast.
Sounds like we do.
You guys are racist.
I am.
You guys are fucking racist.
I am racist.
Y'all don't support Sammy Sosa. He just wanted to look better in his own
life. Holy shit.
He just, that was his definition of beauty.
We can't sit here just.
Okay, first of all,
giggle at this white man's perspective.
Let's get scientific about this racism, dude. Think about it. Across cultures, people who want to look better, geishas in Japan, they do whiteface, man.
So you're just saying one culture?
That's one culture. Sammy Sosa, wherever he was from.
Mentally harmed or something. Yeah, deranged.
And then you have people that go the opposite way, that are socially regarded.
Oh, go look up at the
Rachel Dolezal.
Whoa.
The Australian
girl.
That's
hot. What? That's hot as shit. That's good. I like that.
He looks like he sold other Mexicans.
Woman who
that's crazy.
Turned black.
Women who turned black.
Women whip. Her right there.
Holy shit.
What?
Yeah.
Go to what?
Yeah. Yes.
What?
It gets worse. What the fuck?
Yeah.
No.
It gets worse.
UK.
UK?
She's getting like pigmentation, like what Robert Downey Jr.
Okay, who's the guy on the right? Yeah. That's Sammy Sosa.
It's like Dan Snyder right there, man.
That's Sammy Samoa.
Sammy Samoa.
Guys, do you think I should become black?
Huh?
I mean, you're going to have to for the 12th.
Melanin injections?
Dude.
You accidentally do melanin.
If you don't at least get some tanner to be me, I will be tanner. Pissed off. I will be wearing powder on my face.
I just don't know if other people will take it well.
Yeah.
Because you spray tanned?
Yeah.
You can spray tan. White people can do it.
Ariana Grande did it, and people were real upset about it.
She's still like the number, I don't know, pop star, I guess.
Nah, she's on man. Wicked. Taylor Swift.
Huh?
Wicked. She's going to be on Wicked.
See? She's on Wicked.
I don't know what that is.
Me neither, but she's on
Wizard of Oz? We know about Wicked.
Oh, it's a play on Wizard of Oz?
No, it's a movie. But it did start out as a Broadway play.
Yeah.
You think how they had the Wiz for Wizard of Oz?
Great
you
movie.
Think they have a Wiz, like the Wiz for Wicked called Wicca Wicca Wicca.
Wiz.
What?
Wicca Wicca Wicca.
See?
Your record scratch.
Hear that? It's gonna be good.
Yeah, that doesn't look good.
Yeah, it doesn't.
Yeah, it doesn't, honestly.
It doesn't. Oh, she's white there.
Yeah, hold on. You go.
They have a black lady in green face?
Yep.
But
who is green? No.
Oh my gosh.
That looks racist somehow.
Let's just see if the munchies.
There's something very wrong.
So hold on. She is really just white?
Yeah.
Ariana Grande?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What did you think she was?
She's like
she's never looked this white before.
She's like Italian.
Go to
she's not look. Mexican?
I mean, no.
What?
Oh.
No.
What? Well, Italians are pretty much black.
Yeah.
Whoa. Yeah. They Whoa, are. Dude.
And so I'll tell them that to their face and they hate
Italians
it.
Italians are not pretty much black. They're not white, so they're basically black. They are black.
Yeah,
they'll say the N-word, but I don't believe them.
Yeah, I've seen the movies.
Dude, I could. She's not Mexican.
Let me see what nationality. I thought she was Mexican too. I said, let me see.
No, man, she's probably Italian.
No,
Grande.
Yeah, it's like Starbucks.
Venti.
Ariana Medium.
Starbucks is Italian.
Coffee is.
Okay, let's see. So. What? Italian America.
Yeah.
I never knew that. That's wow.
Go back to images.
She calls her Grandma Nona and
No, yeah, that makes sense. Is that Gerald Carter? Oh, no.
That's
see, like you could.
That's
you,
Big Sean.
If you seen that, you wouldn't be like white, right? Nah. But go to the one on the right. The right? Yeah. Now I'll be like white right there.
This is when she was on Victorious. This is my era.
Okay.
You know, can you look Victoria? Up Ariana Grande blackface?
Oh, man.
Because there are some very close. There's some shit that's borderline blackface.
She did Asian face first.
Whoa.
Now that.
That's not her.
But that's pretty dark. Yeah. That's pretty dark, dude.
Yeah, do that, JJ.
Yeah, you could do that, though.
I don't think. She got in a lot of trouble because she did that.
No, she's
a
just
big,
tan.
A big black fish in a small face. Pond.
Hold on. I heard there's an apparent Asian face. Let's see.
Yellow face.
Yellow face?
I don't think it's gonna come up.
But that, Asian. That, now that's pretty.
That is pretty
shut
Asian.
The fuck up.
Because of the.
Now the lips are way too big. Yeah. And this would be post double eyelid surgery.
That yeah. is fucked.
It's pretty Asian, dude.
Yeah.
This is like an anime.
But she's
Asian.
Definitely trying to be something not white, though, right?
I think she's trying to be something inhuman. Oh, she has a butterfly tattoo, so at least she's original with her look, yeah. what she's trying to do.
Yeah. That's good. I don't see a lot of people with
this
butterfly
tattoos. This is blowing
tattoos.
My mind.
I don't either.
I can't believe she's just regular white.
I never knew she was Italian. That's cool.
Yeah, you don't like her anymore, do you?
What are you talking? Man.
You don't like the white seat, bro.
Dude, I love
them. I don't like them.
Because they be calling you nigger sometimes.
I do, just never to your face.
Whoa.
I heard him.
You did? When did this happen, man?
What's we were sitting on? Over here chilling. He was like, you know what, Brandon? Just a fucking nigger.
Oh, my gosh, man.
I'm sorry, Brandon.
Damn.
That's how I feel about you.
That's how you feel?
Yes.
That's fucked up.
That is fucked up. After all you guys been through.
All we've been through, man.
And he's just calling you nigger this.
Man, we on water slides. Now you calling me this. This is not
did you go slide. On one of the water slides?
No, I didn't. While
now,
I was
see,
in the wave pool.
There is something about that that doesn't quite add up.
I was in the wave pool. You went down the slide, but I cheered you on.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Brandon. I retract my statement.
Brandon, you learned how to swim that night.
Now you call me with the grub, huh?
You learn how to swim that night,
yes,
right?
Yes, I did. In the wave pool. Best time of my life.
Yeah, Pat held your belly while you paddled?
No. He didn't know how to swim either, really.
No, we tried to get Pat to swim.
Yeah, so.
It's too much weight to hold.
I feel like if he would have taught me, he would have dragged me under that ground and drowned me. Mm-hmm. Especially when it went up. That wave, not him. The wave. Oh, yeah. Speaking of Pat, that's what I'm impersonating on the 12th.
Ooh.
Oh,
shit.
Yeah, so I'm getting my fat suit and I'm getting my.
Did he give you a set already?
Not yet.
12th of October.
12th of October.
Shenanigans?
Yeah, this will be out after that, but.
Oh, will it?
Yeah.
Really?
No, it won't.
It won't.
Yeah, no.
It'll oh, shit.
Like
well.
Right on time.
Hey, 12th of October. Yeah. Shenanigans. Yeah. Come out, please.
We're going to
I'll be up. Doing blackface.
He'll be doing me, and I'll be doing him. I got to get me a little wig or something for you. This I know exactly. I already know the outfit.
This will be my first public blackface appearance.
I know. I was let me see that wig. Throw that over here.
Yeah, you already
I was
got
thinking if this would work.
That's Tammy.
Yeah, that's Tammy, though.
But we can trim it, but we do want to keep it.
Yeah, you
Tammy.
Can do that.
Yeah,
though.
We got to
that's
keep
Tammy's
it.
Hair.
Seeing that?
What are you doing, fucking Brandon.
Okay, that
that
does
actually,
not look like
that actually
me.
Is good.
No, it doesn't. People that looks like it. Fucking a Fu Manchu. I don't have a Fu Manchu.
You trim that up, though. I got to get some type of mustache. I don't let mine.
Now, that one up. Looks the most accurate out of any.
One?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, shit, yeah. Ah. Yeah, that's there you go.
Kenny Powers. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's gonna be fun.
It says it's gonna be fun. I just wonder how Pat's gonna dress as me. He gonna get like a small wig?
He's gonna have to get like a little
haircut.
Yeah.
he'll just get a shirt that's too small.
Damn. Yeah.
Has to be.
Shoes that are very large.
Yes.
Yep,
and
penny loafers.
My old work shoes.
And then the tightest jeans that you have ever seen.
Oh, man, at one time, yeah. Yeah, that was a rough time, that hack and forth.
I don't, it's the, you say one time, but.
It was multiple.
It is multiple.
Damn, how come nobody told me, man?
We did.
You didn't.
I don't like wearing tight pants.
You didn't know. I mean, Brandon, they were so tight, like, you knew that you was hard to move in them.
Not to that night.
So they weren't hard to move at all in.
Now, those were,
those right there, those ones were.
Yeah. So yeah. That's what I'm saying. That's a tail.
Yeah, size started growing again, man. It's crazy.
You like said what?
Said the size started growing again. You know what I mean?
Nope.
Nope.
You got the big thighs.
Oh, thighs. I thought you were saying size kept on growing.
I thought you were saying size kept on growing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thighs growing, get an extra Big Mac.
Yeah. Hell yeah. You get an extra Big Mac on the app.
What app? The McDonald's app?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck yeah.
All right, so we're about done, but before we go, we just talked about year.
Oh, shit.
Now, if you don't remember, JJ said out of the year he's going to do a skydive.
I'll do it, man.
And then I said no, but I said if they accept my weight, I'll go on there and I'll skydive. And Brandon has committed. Brandon's
thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. Morpheus, tell us what you think.
When did he get those?
Thinking about
when did
it.
That happen?
Thinking about it.
But you're probably going to do it. It's for the year episode, man.
I might.
We got to give him something.
I'll give you that. Or well, get my ass whooped by a pro wrestler. I like that.
Oh, yeah, we could do that too. I mean, it's going to be a whole...
extravaganza.
It's going to be a whole extravaganza for the year episode. We stayed on fucking every week for a fucking year.
Every week.
Every week. No days off.
Insane. Not missed a week, dude.
We're
going to jump out of a fucking plane, Brandon.
We got 6 more
Call
weeks,
of Duty so style, huh?
Huh?
Like Call of Duty?
Yeah.
Like Fortnite.
You know, they get shot down on that thing. I don't know.
Yeah, but we're not in the war zone.
Yeah, but this isn't there.
You can't respond, man. Life is over once life is over.
We'll buy you. We'll buy you back.
You'll buy me back? You can't buy me. No.
Not anymore.
Yeah. I'm glad. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, but that might happen. I might skydive.
Those glasses are as tight as those jeans.
Yeah. No, I'm gonna go to Burlington after this.
Okay, don't do that.
Bigger pants.
You gonna get some?
Yeah.
I'm proud of you.
One.
I'm proud of you.
Maybe do overalls.
Mm. Overalls, no.
You look good in overalls.
What am I finna do? Go farming? No.
Farm, but you
not farm, but some sort of work.
Work in the field, man. What
kind of work would you be doing in the field?
What I'd be working, I would be the one to be like, hey, man, you got to move that tractor.
I think you're exactly right. That's exactly who you would be if you work in the field. Construction or anything like that. Yeah.
Construction? We over here killing the... No.
You could be like John Decaf Coffee.
Who's that?
You.
Decaf Coffee? That's what my name would be?
Yeah.
You heard about John Decaf Coffee? Man, he's better than Jimmy Dean's, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because they make good coffee.
Yeah, they make good... No, they make good products.
What kind
of, cows and shit.
What kind of products
shit.
Do they make?
Yeah.
Oh, man, they make, like, sausages and fucking eggs and sausage sandwiches.
Well, you lost me at eggs.
Yeah. I mean, the choice is yours. They make bacon, too, probably.
Well, you lost Dom at bacon.
Damn. Oh, yeah, you can't do bacon. I forgot about that.
No, yeah, I can. Oh,
no, he can't. Don't let him fool you.
Actually, yeah, because you introduced me to that bacon pizza.
Mm-hmm.
With the barbecue in it and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Haram pizza.
Yeah.
Haddam Hussein.
Haddam.
Yeah. Only during Ramadan I don't eat it, but after that.
Ramadan.
What is Ramadan?
Ramadan is where you eat everything.
Oh, makes sense.
Fuck you, Brandon. Alright. We're out.
Tussie.